Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. And no, I have absolutely no idea what that means, but when they were talking about the eclipse and that whole path of totality thing, I thought, you know, that might work for us. And so as long as nobody asks any questions, we're cool. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. Ron Ferguson, state rep, 96th District, Ohio, standing up for the people here in the Upper Ohio Valley, especially regarding this Blaine Bridge project and fiasco, quite frankly. So, Ron, before we say goodbye to you, is there anything else I should have asked you regarding this story? Because I don't know what I don't know, so help me help you.
Yeah, I think with the Blaine Hill Bridge, you pretty much have the information. Unlike most ODOT things that are purely state, there is a little bit of crossover with federal, as we talked about. So we're trying to work through those things right now. The only other thing I would say is we mentioned about the Powhatan Point issue earlier, and a lot of our villages run into that issue where a state route runs through their town. I am drafting legislation right now that would really help out the villages and ensure that we make sure that ODOT puts where state routes run through villages as a same priority as other roads and try to help them out some. So that's probably the biggest thing that we're working on outside of this, but we're going to work on all these ODOT issues, the brush that you talked about along Route 70, and we're not going to stop.
Interstate 70, I-70.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that stuff's terrible as well. Aesthetically, it looks horrible. The bigger issue, of course, is these poor people who are counting on the Blaine Bridge. There's no way to go around it. You said there was a back way, but it's a very long, difficult detour.
Yeah, there's. I've been told there's at least two routes, but they take, you know, depending on if weather and traffic, anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes to go those ways. And of course, those roads are back roads that aren't built to actually handle that amount of traffic. So it's causing other problems as well.
Jeez Louise. All right. So let's see. I always give my guests the last word, your opportunity to speak directly to everybody here in the Upper Ohio Valley, really everybody on earth if they got Wi-Fi and the River Network app. You can repeat key points that you made during our talk. You can bring up new points. Also, a call to action. Tell my listeners what Ron Ferguson wants them to do to help solve these problems. So, Ron Ferguson, my microphone is yours.
Yeah, I'll give you two things, Dimitri. The first one is definitely if you're listening to this and you haven't already gotten involved, email your representatives, call your representatives, email and call ODOT. Try to do whatever little thing it is you can to chip in to make sure that we get this done. And really, I'd say kind of the other thing is if you have another issue, don't hesitate to reach out to my office. We will get you an answer to whatever question is you have. Can't promise it's always going to be the exact answer you want, but we will not let you go unheard. You will be heard, and we will get you answers. So reach out to our office anytime.
All right. What's the phone number? How do they reach your office?
Dimitri, I knew you would get me with that. Well, I'll start with the email. So the email is rep96@ohiohouse.gov. Again, that's rep96@ohiohouse.gov. And the number is 614-466-3735.
You forgot.
We'll just call you Dimitri and you can filter it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you pay me enough and I will. So you actually forgot your own phone number. That's the big takeaway here with this whole interview, right?
Well, I spend most of my time here in the district, so, you know, that would be on Columbus, it's here.
That would be a yes. Yes, Dimitri, I forgot my phone number. That's what Ron is just trying to say here right now. So, all right, sir, thank you. So where are we going to leave it is this. ODOT's going to be hopefully, if they follow through this time, is going to be calling you this morning, give you information. We'll break the story tomorrow morning. We'll get you on the air. In the meantime, you're going to reach out to United States Senator Husted's office to get your Steubenville contact, to get involved with this. You're going to reach out to Mike DeWine, talk with him. Do not mention my name because I trash him all the time. And see if he can get involved here with this as well. Have we left any stone unturned, Ron Ferguson?
I think you've done a good job with it, Dimitri.
All right, sir. Thank you so very much. We will talk with you tomorrow morning and break the news. Let the whole valley know what on earth is going on. Thank you for all your work, especially on this project. We appreciate it greatly. Keep the pressure on these engineers in the 11th District, because I think it sounds like that's where the problem is. And we will talk tomorrow. You have a great day, Ron. All right?
Sounds great. Take care. We'll
thank
see you.
Bye. Bye-bye. State Representative Ron Ferguson, one of the good guys. We are very lucky to have him, and he's a great friend of the show, which we appreciate greatly as well. So stay tuned. We're all over this because it is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
I couldn't believe ODOT would blow us off. I could see the West Virginia Division of Highways doing that, because they have just, it's turned into a clown show. I've mentioned this before. I'm going to mention this again. All that work they did on I-70 east of the Wheeling Tunnel, all that work, all those light fixtures, the roadway, everything else. Now, all of those light fixtures don't work. They've been off now for weeks. It's pitch black. If you're coming from Ohio, you're going through the Wheeling Tunnel. It's a horrible tunnel because, again, West Virginia Division of Highways has turned into a friggin' clown show. They can't replace light bulbs. They literally don't know how to replace, or don't care to replace, light bulbs in the Wheeling Tunnel. I am not exaggerating. It is so bad. It's like every Appalachian stereotype come to pass.
It's like, well, we don't know how to change a light bulb, but it's here in the Wheeling Tunnel.
It's horrible. As bad as that is at night, as bad as that is, as useless as the West Virginia Division of Highways is, as horrible as they are with the tunnel, they can't change light bulbs. It gets worse when you go through the Wheeling Tunnel from Ohio heading east toward Pennsylvania, because at night, again, at least half to two-thirds light bulbs burned out, don't work. But then when you get through the tunnel, that's when it gets really scary. Because you're going, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, and now you're driving into pitch blackness. All those big towers with all those lights that they took forever to build, and this, that, and the other, none of them work. And it's been that way for weeks. And no one, the West Virginia Division of Highways, cares. Apparently nobody in city government cares. As far as I know, I am the only human being going, hey, excuse me, you got a big problem here. How on earth can you allow this to happen? This is an accident waiting to happen. You've got cars flying by there at night. No lights. No lights. East end of the Wheeling Tunnel. No lights. All those poles, I don't know, half dozen poles with all the lights that are supposed to be there, the LEDs or whatever, none of them work. This is an accident waiting to happen. And the state of West Virginia, Department of Transportation, Division of Highways, doesn't give a damn about this, just like they don't give a damn about replacing the friggin' light bulbs in the Wheeling Tunnel. God forbid there should be a hideous accident at night. But don't be surprised if there is. None of the lights work. None of them. And it's been that way for weeks. No one seems to just care. It's pretty much, oh, well, that's just the way it is in West Virginia. You would think at least city government would care. Wheeling city government getting in touch with the Division of Highways, the Department of Transportation, go, this is unacceptable. People are going to die. they're whizzing by at high mile, you know, lots of high speeds and everything. None of the lights work. All these brand new towers they put up, none of them work. I hope to God nobody dies over this. I really do. But I got to tell you, this is bad, bad stuff. Bad, bad stuff. As far as I know, Dimitri's the only one who's raising this issue. As far as I know, Dimitri's the only one who gives a damn about this. It is amazing how pitch black it is after you go through this useless wheeling tunnel with the lights, you know, most light bulbs burned out. The sensation is kind of scary. It's almost like one of those dark rides at Kennywood. Because you're going through the tunnel at a good rate of speed, and you expect to see something when you get to the other side, the east side. But all the lights are out. And if your headlights aren't working, if you're not paying attention, it could be very bad, especially if you got to take that left turn to go up and loop around or some of these other turns, this, that, and the other. None of the lights work. These brand new light towers, none of the lights work. And no one gives a damn. God forbid there should be an accident. But if there is, remember, you heard it first right here. West Virginia Division of Highways, utterly useless. They have turned, that used to be good. And now it is a frigging clown show, these people. It is a clown show. Nobody cares. They don't know how to replace a light bulb in the Wheeling Tunnel. It's been that way for years.
Well, we don't know how to change light bulbs.
Be careful tonight when you're driving. Heading east through the Wheeling Tunnel at night. Be very, very careful. It is pitch black. It is like a dark ride at Kennywood. You can't see anything. And you're driving at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. None of the lights work. Accident waiting to happen. Unbelievable. No one gives a damn. No one gives a damn. They don't even care about changing light bulbs. They just don't. We just don't care. It's good enough for the valley. Jesus. I'll never understand that mentality. I will never understand it. I will never accept it. Oh, I just hurt my hand. Ow. I hit my hand on this state-of-the-art podcaster board that I've got here. Yeah, what is wrong with me? All right. Next. Back to ODOT. Karen wrote this. Fatula, our news director. Wonderful, wonderful woman. ODOT takes a rain check, says they will meet with Blaine Bridge Committee. Dateline, Belmont County. In fact, wait a minute, Belmont County. Hold on.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
All right, this is the Belmont buzz. After missing the Friday meeting organized by the Blaine Bridge Committee, the Ohio Department of Transportation says they spoke with committee member Jeff Gazdick and proposed a possible future meeting at the ODOT facility in Morristown. This according to Lauren Burrell, public information officer for ODOT District 11, who says ODOT is waiting to hear back from Blaine Bridge Committee members. During a recent phone call with Mr. Jeff Gazdick, a member of the committee, ODOT proposed hosting a future meeting at their facility in Morristown. We're waiting to hear back from community leaders on a new date. That's according to Lauren Burrell. And I've had her on my show, and she's a nice person. But this thing with ODOT, this is atypical. Typically, they're very, very good when it comes to community relations and communications and everything else. Typically, very, very, very good. Matt Bruning is the best. He is just the best. Lauren's been fine. This is atypical. Something bad happened here. And I got to believe it's the engineers who are behind all of this, but I don't know. Anyway, River News Network asked Burrell in an email why ODOT missed the Friday meeting. She said ODOT considers the bridge a, quote, major priority, provided information to the committee before the meeting to share with attendees. The Blaine Bridge project is a major priority for ODOT. ODOT provided updated information to community leaders prior to the meeting with the expectation they would share the information with attendees. That doesn't answer the question, though, does it? The question was, why did ODOT miss the meeting? The response is, well, we gave them information to pass out. We didn't ask if you gave information to pass out. We asked why ODOT missed the meeting. Burrell added that ODOT has moved up construction by nearly a year and is working for ways to move even more quickly. That's great. But they never answered the question. As far as I can tell, according to this story, why did you miss the meeting? And really, technically, when you think about it, they did not miss the meeting. They did not show up, but they did not miss the meeting because Karen Fatula, our news director, was wise enough, sharp enough, to do a Facebook Live stream of that meeting, and it turned out that ODOT was watching her stream, this radio station's stream. They didn't miss the meeting.